It's Tuesday, the 30th of June. It's time to get your gaming grin on with Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
I volunteered for this.
Girls.
Hi.
And Jack.
Me.
And I, as always, I'm Ace. Today we're playing, quote unquote, we're playing 60 Minutes to Extraction.
Extraction? Nope.
Extinction. 60 Minutes to Extinction Escape Room, a game by MCE2 Games, released last October. I figured that if it's a set time limit, because you have 60 minutes, no pausing, no checkpoints, no saves, then like we're going to finish this in an episode of the podcast. But Aaron is going to be controlling, and we're going to be backseat gaming.
With no remorse.
You know, we're going to be telling a woman how to play
Yep, that's Gamgren's legacy, everybody.
Abort, abort.
But we hate women.
It's too late, I'm hitting new game.
Pick Aaron, press options, we need to options the game.
Too bad.
We need to select the accessibility option that removes all women.
Facility 47B. What happened to 47A?
I like died. 50. Didn't it always?
Ooh, I have authorization.
As soon as you go through the door, 60 minutes starts.
If I want to have a meltdown, I will, game. You can't tell me not to.
It's the big door in front of you. Oh, that's not a door, that's a gate.
That's no door.
That's no moon.
Another door? Ooh. I have a safety wrench. How do I access items?
Remember, kids, if your wrench is not safety, it's not safety.
I agree. Okay, here's the door. 60 minutes, starting... okay.
As soon as we solve this puzzle. Oh, it's a lights on thing.
Okay. You have to choose
which button activates all of the correct lights.
Ah, shoot.
And so our heroes were stuck at the first door of destiny.
Well done, Aaron.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Hey, nice job.
Appreciate it.
I would have been stuck there for hours.
60 minutes starts now.
I just realized that it didn't count that she did it fast because the time wasn't counting down yet.
Okay, so we have encoding terminal. That's a lot of numbers. Y'all want to remember those for me?
Nope.
I took a screenshot.
I'm going to take a photo with my phone.
Reactor access protocol. In an emergency, access to the reactor is immediately restricted for various reasons. Engage is an automatic lockout. Primary reactor, the reactor's protocol. These steps to restore minimum operating conditions. Number one, restore the power supply. Emergency disconnect has left all non-essential systems without power. Go to the electrical room and restart the main supply to restore the bunker's critical functions. Active pressurization system. Access the reactor via the security control panel. I'll read the rest of those details later. Time to go to the electrical room, I guess. Master key is blackout. Okay. Emergency protocol document. That's not what that is. Then here we have... These look dangerous. I don't know what any of those do.
Can't be much worse than us exploding anyway, so go nuts.
I have a blue key card.
Nice.
Access card detected. Insert authorization code for the blue key card. I'm putting a code onto the card. Okay.
And I'm guessing the codes on your right are like things you can put into it.
Yeah. And so I inputted the code for the
fire suppression,
which is probably not what I want. I want to get electricity, which is going to be 8510.
But if it's just like
cards rewritable.
Card is rewritable, very good. Okay. So we have our card Okay. This is the compression room, which I assume I can't get into.
Not with that key card.
Not without the right key card, but let's just... We have a wire cutter. Don't need a gas mask, I guess. Alright.
I know, it can't be bad to just wear one, like, every day.
Just in case.
Stasis is off, and that line is, cut. That's bad. Status on. Well, should I just cut this?
That's for, yeah.
Status off. Authorization code is 0649 to what exactly?
Why would you put a code on a spinning fan?
Not sure what that's for. Should I enter that code or should I keep looking for a way to get the electricity on?
I'll go up the stairs.
Oh, hey. What's this? Oh, that moves that up. That might be important. I have a red key card. Ooh, I can go put the code that I got from the other thing. Or I can just start here. We have the energy tube B. Power supply, activation instructions, electrical system startup protocol. Activate the three control modules to power on the electrical system. Each module must be validated manually by confirming the configured data are correct. Energy load. Adjust the power delivered on the alphabetical lines until you reach the required value shown on screen. Set the levels using the allocation modules located in the room. Energy tubes. Three of them. Vibble slots. Some of their values must match the specified charge level, and then fuse check. Verify status of them all, set each switched on or off, depending on whether the circuit ends at an active or inactive unit. Okay, sounds simple enough, I guess. Got another energy tube. Got another energy tube.
So you have B, C, and E.
B, C, E. That's what? Before Christ eats?
Before Aaron time.
Before Aaron time. Need to hit 36 and they need to all be on the going to the right.
I think each tube is worth different number of points and they need to match up to 36. I'm not sure how you would.
Maybe there are more tubes you haven't finished looking around.
Likely, yeah. I don't seem to be able to adjust these. Maybe that's somewhere else. Okay, I guess I need to follow all these tubes to wherever they go. Oh, yeah, there's one right there. And one right there. And one right there. And, oh, here we have a bunch of letters. More letters. Conductivity. So blue,
there we go.
Blue is 25. We need to use three of them. So that's 25. 25 plus 8 is 33.
Three, yeah. Hey, she didn't tell me need maths.
It's 2. So that's not enough. 32 plus 7 is too much.
I'm looking for these numbers down.
Thank you very much. 3. Okay. We definitely need the blue one.
Okay. Wouldn't that be it? The first two and the purple one?
That would make sense. What do you think, Ace? Look at the numbers that you've written down.
It would be 25 plus 8 plus 3 would be 36.
36 would be blue, green, and purple.
Yeah.
Blue, green, purple.
Yes.
Boom. Now these need to go all match up. We need to lower B down by 1. We also need to lower E down by 1. We need to lower D down by 1. B, D, and E. We'll all... that's rough. Can only lower down B by 2 if we want to get rid of both. Oh, that's the only... Okay. D comes in there and there. We only need one D. let's unclick that one. Now we just need to lower B by one. Are there other places we can select letters? Because I'm not seeing a way to only lower B.
There's B, B and part F of another on the thing. Left.
Sorry?
Then there's B, E, and F on, yeah, that one. Oh, look back to the right.
Oh. We need to raise F by one again.
Sorry.
Yeah. Everything's right except for B. We can probably maybe raise other ones more. Not sure. There might be other things we can select elsewhere. Oh, yeah, there's more over here. All right, I'm going to turn them all on. Well, I don't need more D. We got enough E. We have enough F.
I don't need more D either.
We need drop an F. We need
thank
more
you.
A,
thank
though.
You for that pity laugh, Jack.
50 minutes left. Actually, I'm going to turn them all on and then see what values we need. Okay. So they're all over except for A. So unless there's more to turn on for A, which I'm not seeing any in the room, assuming it's all just in here, everything that has an A must stay on. B needs to go down by 4. C by... Oh, it says how many they need. I'm a dummy. Okay. We need to drop B by 4, C by 2, D by 4, E by 4, and F by 3. Let's start by cutting all the B's, D's, and E's. Cutting B's, D's, and E's. B's, D's, and E's. We also need to cut an F, so that's an easy cut. BDE, 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 BDE. We need to cut some D's. We only need one D. And this one has DA, so every other D must be gone. We can't have any other D's. All other D's are inaccurate. We need one more C and one more F. We could get B and E. Oh, that works. That's perfect. Add this and then cut the D and E over here. And that's perfect. Now we just need to follow these.
Well done.
Thank you. Then you just need to follow the lines. This one here, the few... Not sure why I couldn't walk forward there for a second, but it's fine. Okay. Whether the circuit ends in an active or inactive unit. That does not look like an active unit to me. So we'll mark that one as off. Off. Thank you. Then there's those two. They pop up over here, left and right. Left one. Right one is 2, left one is 3. That one's active, and that one is inactive. So I think that's right. Then there's these three. These two both go down. The closest one is going to be the last one, and that's inactive.
Yep.
The second closest one comes down and disappears and then comes back around and goes up across and up there, active. And that's active. And that just means the last one is either active or inactive. Oh, that takes a while. Dang. There we go.
Nice.
All right. Power supply restored.
Nice.
Can you come on holiday with me to help me with the escape room that we're supposed to be doing?
Oh, sure. Pay me. Just pay for my ticket and also give me a visa to stick around for the next couple of years.
I mean, this is a 4-day holiday. I don't need you for years.
That sucks. Oh, magnets and
squish.
Handbraking is 7086. That's fun. Right, power supply active, compression system inactive, master key blackout. Okay. Now we have to activate the pressurization system in the compressor room. Use the room's console to start the atmospheric pressure compressor and adjust the levels in the buffer tanks. Compressor operations manual can be found in that room. Pressurization system.
That's the one downstairs under the stairs, isn't it?
That, room? That would make sense, probably. None of those look like compression, so it's probably either one of those keys or the key that was down here.
That was 0649.
0649. There we go. And can I get my key back from up here? No.
No. You can't even go back inside.
I can't even go back in there. I guess because it makes sense, I guess, because I don't need to go back in there. Let's see.
At least you got the keys
back. Oh, this is the compressor room.
That's what I said. Yeah.
That is what you said. Exactly what you said. Yeah, okay. So we need fire or explosion. Which is none of those.
Fire extinguisher?
Fire extinguisher could work. Yeah. Let's try that. Oh. I messed up there. It feels like the code is writing more slowly than before.
I mean, it could be.
Code error.
Jesus.
Could also be that one with, like, the key. Oh, yeah, it's that symbol right up there, 0415. Probably should have just looked closer at that.
You're doing fine, don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. We're already a third of the way through and still have plenty of time.
You're not going to let the planet go extinct, maybe.
I'll try not to.
Well, it's like what bomb defusal experts say. Either you get it right or it's no longer your problem.
Transmission module 3. This is a book. Nuclear atmosphere compressor activation. This is like 47B confidential. Reproduction of this document in whole or in part without the
express. You don't need to read this bit.
Procedures and confirmations come with the addition of your sole responsibility. Okay, here we go. Section 1. Compressor identification. Before activating any system, it is essential to determine the exact model by comparing data. Follow these steps. 1.1. Reference check. Consult the table on the next page to cross-reference the information obtained and confirm the compressor's exact model. Then examine the main components and note the characteristics. Perform a small test under controlled conditions to observe how the compressor reacts to pressure change. After completing the steps, will you be able to identify with certainty the corresponding atmospheric compressor model, and it will be safe to proceed with startup. An incorrect identification may result in system instability for your safety, and those within a 30-kilometer radius of the reactor proceed with the utmost caution. Let's start with consulting the table, cross-referencing the information obtained, and confirm the compressor's exact model. That's a lot of stuff. I wish I could just carry this book around with me and look at it up and down, but okay. I don't... that doesn't mean anything to me. Cylinders. Manometer. Connecting rods.
I mean, you haven't picked up anything for us to check yet.
I did pick up one thing, I guess. Can you
look at it?
I can't look at it for some reason. Okay, here we go. We have transmission module number 2. That's not going to tell us anything until we find it. We'll get to do the test, I guess. And transmission module number 3. Cooling system. So that doesn't
can you open?
Do anything.
Oh.
I don't know what that does, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of these, if that matters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I wonder if it's like a Sudoku thing.
Oh, that's a good point. It might be, but I can only do up to 5, and I can't select number 1 in any other ones. So that's
Number 1 is the bottom left one.
Yes,
I think that's what the sticker says.
Up there. Nope, that doesn't. Okay. Okay. I don't understand. I don't know what the heck this means.
Often when you hit a situation where you have no idea what it means, you don't have enough information yet.
Agreed. So, I guess let's look for a model number?
Sorry, go back to the book.
Going back to the book.
Response test. Perform a small test under control conditions to observe how the compressor reacts to pressure changes. So that machine you're putting it in is doing the pressure changes.
Okay. So I guess that will...
Can you go to the next page with this book?
Sure. Also, I think these are the cylinders, and we have three of them, so at least we're dealing with Ibris or Stahl, I guess? Okay, here we go. Visual identification cylinders. The compression cylinders are the core of the system and regulate air pressure inside the machine. Depending on the model, the compressor may have 3, 4, or 5 cylinders. To identify them, look at the compressor's main compartment in the central area of the machine and count the total number of visible cylinders. Should I go and check that out before coming back to the book?
Yeah.
Okay. Main compartment, central area. Note the number of cylinders. There's 3.
Yes.
Visual identification manometer. The manometer is a measuring instrument used to monitor the pressure inside the compressor. For identification, observe the shape of the gauge installed on the machine. Depending on the model, it may be circular, triangular, or square. That's this bit right here. It's circular. Which means we're dealing with a circle and a 3, which is, dang it, either of... Which is, dang it, just Stahl, Iris, or Ibris, so not Zarn. Connecting rods. The connecting rods are key components of the compressor that convert mechanical energy into motion within the compressor system. Their set shape, color, and number vary by model, so identifying them correctly, central system. Locate the connecting rods in the drivetrain, check their shape and color, then compare your observation with reference images to determine the exact type. Any more images? No. Okay, so we're dealing with Rod Vilk, Rod Pumt, and Rod Turk. We're looking for Turk, and Vilk. So it's gonna...
For lucky, well... Know it what it is automatically.
Yes, the Vulk is this has blue and purple, and it's got this middle bit, and you know just the thinner bits in the edges. There's like a lot more gears and stuff, and Turk and more yellow.
Okay, we need to open the drive train thingy.
Open the drive train thingy, which is. How? Oh, that's up there. That looks like just the yellow and more geary.
And which is Turk.
That looks like Turk. Yeah, that looks like Turk. So we're dealing with the Turk one, which is these two, Ibris or Iris. So we're looking for response test A or response test C. Ibris or Turk. Response test. On the control panel on the left, you will find an adjustment lever with 3 positions, low, medium, and high. When you move it, the regulation indicator changes colors, red, yellow, or green, reflecting the selected level. Select a level and press the red activation button. The compressor will run 1 cycle, and the manometer will display the values. Repeat the process for all 3 levels and compare the results with the reference table below to identify the compressor's response. A will get 10K, 5K, 15K. C will get 10K, 15K, 5K for red, yellow, green. And we're looking between A and C. So yes, looking at red won't get us any information. Yellow, 5K, it's A. 15K, it's C. Let's set this back to nothing, just to be safe. Yellow is 15K. Yellow, that means we're dealing with C, meaning we're dealing with GD15 Iris. Can one of you write that down, please?
GD15 Iris.
Thank you very much. Section 2, initial setup. Before starting the compressor, make sure you have correctly identified the model. Okay, configuration. Each model requires a specific setup to start correctly. Adjust the following elements according to the model using the table on the next page. Drive module to insert the appropriate module to transmission power system. Only one model is compatible. Install the correct one. Set the liquid level. An incorrect level will cause overheating. Configure the circuit according to the model's pattern to ensure power flow. Proceed to the final section of the manual where the steps for the installation and startup sequence compressor are detailed. Okay, we're looking for Iris. We need DM2, which is the red one. We're looking for 9L coolant level, and we're looking for 2 electrical circuit. Let's just pop the red one in before we go any further. We're looking for 9L and 2. Coolant level adjustment. We're going to load an exact quantity of liquid according to your machine model. A loading unit system is connected to the pressure pipes. Use the buttons to move liquid between tanks until you reach the indicated level. The counter will increase. To reach the correct level shown in the conversion, pull center level, transfer the liquid to the cooling system. Mount will be recorded, press the panel. Okay, we're trying to get that up to 9. Okay.
Jesus Christ, that's like having to learn how to fix a car for an escape room.
True. Okay, so we're at 4. 7. 9. Okay, so that was 9, I guess. That's fine.
So now we need pattern 2.
Pattern 2. Must be configured correctly to ensure power flow before startup. For making adjustments, consult the configuration table to determine the power of your model. When you press the electrical circuit's red button, if you have formed one of the correct patterns, the current will flow and the LEDs on the compressor panel will light up in the selected pattern. Pattern is incorrect, pattern will be cut currently cut off, and system will sit. You can try again. Okay, so we're just making this. So it's connecting there.
I'm taking a screenshot of it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to start by resetting this, Rick. Okay, Frick. I don't know how to adapt that to this.
Maybe the last page of the manual suggests.
Once the instructions have been completed, the machine is ready to be activated. Okay, so that's not going to help.
I think... Okay. I mean, the machine has, like, at the top, 1 to 2, arrow goes to 2, arrow goes to 3, arrow goes to 4.
Oh, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. That makes a lot of sense.
That's actually brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done.
Mostly done? 30 minutes. Ah, it's fine. The machine is ready to be activated. Fortunately, the initialization process is the same for all models. Simply follow the steps below in the correct order. On the right side of the control panel, you will find the start module consisting of a top lever, a series of switches, and an activation button. Turn the top lever until all lights in the semicircle indicator turn on. Operate each switch until its respective light illuminates. When all lights are active, press the red start button. If all is correct, the machine will start successfully. If anything is incorrect, the system will issue an error warning and activation will be cancelled. In that case, check the required settings again and repeat the initialization sequence. Easy enough. 9. That. It's all good. Oh. It's going. Okay.
Security panel. Let's go.
We did it. And we did it together. We're all out of key cards, though. Okay, security panel. Security checkpoint. Init, auth, and exec. With the air compressor stabilized, the compressor, the control panel in the central hall can unlock the access door to the core. Enter the authorization codes, initial authorization execution, and security measure. They've been hidden in the facility. So that's what that is, and that is. So the init code is 7086.
I forget what the spinning fan said. I just know the code was 0649. Sorry.
That's fine. It's the auth code.
Auth.
0649. Now we need the exact code. Also, there's master key blackout. Whatever that means. Oh, exec. Right there. That's what it, that. So this is a puzzle too. Okay. Oh, that's. We need a specific combo. It's gonna be magnet and this thing. Right.
There's also the behind you under the stairs above that door.
Yes, and fire and explosion. Okay, and then there's also there's those two. Then there's also one over here.
And that there's, one. There's one to your right.
Yes, that one. And then there's also fire one hazard. Up there. That would be the lightning one. And then I guess maybe it doesn't want these two. It doesn't want fire and explosion. Right? Because it's asking for those two. It's asking
is there another symbol if you go where the fan was?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Death.
What's this called?
Skull and crossbone. Okay, we only need four. So we need those two and that one. We got those. We need that one. And we need the one that's up there, the electrical. We don't need that one. We don't need the that one. 4023. What? Well, but we got it right.
Secondary encryption layer.
I'm pretty sure this is scripted, Aaron, don't worry.
Ah! Blackout,
you
need to make we're
the
looking
code
for.
There, say blackout.
So. Oh, and it's going to keep getting. Okay, I see. It's going to keep getting darker, but I think we can do it pretty easily. It's going to be. Why can't I. Oh, it blacks out everything around it. Okay, that's not what I thought that was going to be. Okay, so we have to start with this B. But we can do it up here. That gets rid of those L's, but it's
probably lose L and A here. If you go to where you were before, you would use you well.
And we need that O. We need that O, but we can also get this O. It's fine. It's fine. It's A. C. Now we just need out. Shoot.
Yeah, we need that O. That U.
We can get that
oh,
U instead.
Yes, yes. Nice.
Setsy! Setsy! Alright. Let's go. Let's frickin' go, everybody.
23 minutes to get to the reactor. Door. It's not blood, it's just rust.
It's just rust.
Just a bit of tomato paste.
Motion detection.
Randomized beam detector. Okay, there's six of these.
Yeah, so don't be stood on the plates, it says. Don't be standing in the way of the beams.
No fan allowed.
Don't move when the motion detector's going.
Don't say fuck.
Ah, no intruders detected. Very cool.
You're not an intruder, good.
I'm not an intruder.
You're in the reactor chamber.
Okay, so the ones that are not online are the control rods, the coolant flow, and the vertical calibration. Okay.
So you need to go around the console reactivating them.
Control rods are offline. Okay, not sure how to fix that, but... Oh, here's the control rods.
There's the control rods.
Should I look around for, like, instructions somewhere, or...?
I don't think it's going to give you any instructions.
Isn't it, like, the rods... with the different number of voltage that she did before. Isn't that what this is?
That could be it, yeah.
Oh, I guess you just matched the letters.
Oh, I see.
Well, oh, there's I see. One so, sitting there.
Yeah, there's one sitting in there, so I need to...
It has to be clear to both sides.
Oh, to clear to both sides.
No, to the, it lights up two letters.
You have to do them in a certain order, I think.
I assume that I was just trying to figure out how to get. Okay, it grabs two. Got it. Okay, I see. Ah, shoot. Well, let's get that E somewhere else.
Oh, you won't be able to.
No, there's no second empty slot.
Dang it. Okay.
Yeah, if you pick up one, then a slot next to it needs to be empty so you can drop it.
Okay. So in that case, let's move F over one. Let's grab G and move it over here. Let's grab C and D and move them over to C and D. There we go. And then we can grab G alone and pop it over here. And then we
I would move F and G to the end, then grab E.
Oh, but put it in the slot. That's a good point, actually. I should do that.
Actually, can't you grab A and E, put E down, and then grab A?
Actually, yeah, I could do that.
Oh, yeah. That also works.
That'll be a little bit faster.
I don't like to rush you, but you are dooming humanity.
No, oh, shoot. Oh, wait, no, we can do that. We can.
Yeah, you can do it.
No, we can't. We can't do that.
No, you can move A and B and then grab. No, never mind.
I can just put. Oh, frick. Shoot. No, I should have moved F and G.
You're okay. You have plenty of time.
Oh, frick. Let's move these over one.
Yeah.
Then E over one. Then F and G over one. And then A can finally go back to its rightful place.
Tense music isn't helping you relax.
It is not. Okay. Also, that might be important, whatever that means. Vertical calibration is... coolant flow and vertical calibration are still offline.
So yeah, they're the only two things you can access, so...
Yeah, and then there's that stuff over there as well. I don't understand.
Just quickly learn everything there is about everything, and it'll be fine.
Oh, I think I see.
Raven Anime is asking how our day's been going.
Scary.
What happened, Darren?
I'm gonna destroy all of humanity if I don't solve this!
Then you'd better solve it.
Well, that's a right now problem. We're thinking larger term.
I'm fine. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Then there's coolant flow, and there's also this thing.
That'll be for when you've finished.
Okay. Coolant system. There's a bunch of symbols. Also, there's these random things over here with all these, but that doesn't seem relevant yet. Oh, geez. So we start here, I guess? Okay.
Oh, it's like wizardry.
It's like wizardry. So we're looking up at this thing.
Is this like Among Us hardcore version? It's like an escape room, like a video game version of an escape room. Aaron is doing a bunch of puzzles.
Yes.
And we are quote-unquote helping.
And that opens that door. Let me see, can I open two doors at the same time? No, I cannot open two doors at the same time. We're trying to hit that goal. We need to be able to hit blue to get through that goal.
Okay, so go through the... unlock the blue, go through the blue, then you need to unlock red, and then you can unlock green.
But how does... Oh, yes. Yes. We can unlock the red, and then we can just go up and unlock blue. I see. So we're going to start by going through the blue, take a right, unlock red, take a left, another left, unlock blue, and go through to the end. Could one of y'all take a picture of the map?
Is the map not always there?
Oh, you're right. It is always there. I'm a dummy.
You know, just for
for posterity.
Capture the moment. Make some memories.
Yeah.
Erin is just that good. She's playing with a handicap, putting a hand over the map. Someone else look at it and tell me what's on it.
Someone else look at the map and tell me what to do. Hopefully I'm doing okay on fast. Time. I don't know. It's not doing anything for me yet. Beyond just letting me click as soon as possible.
Game turns into an incremental clicker all of a sudden.
Oh god, could you imagine?
It's okay, like wizardry.
It's like wizardry. Oh no, I'm about to fight a slime. I've played the Etrian Odyssey at least.
It's a type of... I mean, it's not only wizardry, but it's a type of a dungeon crawler where you press a button and you move by a tile and then you encounter something and combat is turn-based.
Okay, brilliant. Now unlock the door behind it with the switch behind you.
Oh. Central console.
12
minutes left, everybody. Did we do it?
Oh, the timer stopped. 12 and a half minutes.
Nice.
Not even close.
What if it starts again when you're about to leave and then you need to do another puzzle? But if you need to find a xenomorph.
That would suck. What? Ah!
3 minutes before full lockdown. Oh, great.
Oh, four. Four. That's four, right?
Yeah. Alpha, beta.
Alpha, beta, E.
That's six. Sorry.
Six. Alpha, four. Beta.
It's the wrong one. It's the wrong one.
Okay, now we're looking for six. Freaking. Come on, six. Where are you? Oh, you're right. That was six. Okay, we're looking for E now, though, so it's fine. Okay, now we're looking for seven. Top left. We're looking for the weird sex thing.
Excuse you?
Weird six thing. Looking for B, the weird B thing. Looking for five. That was four. Here's five. Beta 6 AE. Beta 6 AE. Beta 6 AE. E.
You did it.
Again. I did it. Again.
1 minute 39 remaining.
Now you fight Xenomorph.
Now I fight Xenomorph. Okay. Hooray. We did it, everybody.
Yeah, the fact that the game didn't end yet makes me think that something bad is still going to happen.
And it fades to black.
Okay.
Okay, well done, everyone. Especially Erin.
Y'all helped a lot.
So it took us... we started recording just under 60 minutes ago.
Definitely lost some time in the second room because I was silly and didn't bother reading more of the manual.
Well, that's probably because you started to read the disclaimer at the front that says, do not reproduce this book.
I mean, technically, by streaming it, haven't we reproduced it?
Oh, no.
Well, it was possible that, like, in the end, to turn on the elevator, it will ask you what was the third word in the disclaimer, and it could have happened.
It could have happened. It could have happened.
So, what did everyone think about 60 Minutes to Extinction Escape Room?
Erin.
I'm stressed.
I thought the puzzles were pretty good. They definitely made us think.
Agreed,
as a team.
Yeah, I thought Aaron did really good. At one point I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I couldn't catch up, but Aaron kept going.
Yeah, but then you pulled that connecting puzzle out of nowhere. One goes to two, goes to three.
Very true. Oh. I was not sure how to solve that one.
Why can't we hear? Oh, God damn it. I was muted all this time.
You've been muted this whole time?
Yes.
But how have we been hearing you?
I mean, you were hearing me on Discord and in the recording, but yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
On stream, I was muted. I didn't say that much, so it's fine. I just offered some hints, I suppose.
That must have been
Gores, yeah.
That must have been a weird moment when, like, oh my goodness, thank you, Gores, with no Gores to
hear. It just sounds sarcastic. Oh, no. Thanks, Gores.
No one ever said that, so it's okay.
But no, yeah, this was definitely a fun escape room. Stressed out a fair bit here and there, but those were some fun puzzles to solve. A lot of them were, pretty much all of them were pretty logical and such. And once you know you get into the swing of it, you get through it pretty quickly.
I'm not sure. I mean, in my experience, like live, in real life, escape rooms usually have the same time limit of about an hour, depending on. I'm not sure if I love it being in a game version. It's a nice little motivator to get things moving, but the only reason real-life escape rooms usually have it is due to just having to limit the amount of time a customer is in the room.
Of course, yeah. Whereas with the game, you should be able to take as long as you need. I normally quite detest timers in my games.
My experience in escape room is only one, and it was in the toilet, and I didn't want to touch anything.
Fair.
I'm sure that was an actual escape room and not just a toilet.
No, it was an escape room.
Well, anyway, I'll read us out. That about does it for this episode of the podcast, so thank you for joining me, Aaron, Gores, and Jack.
Thank you.
Thank you. I need a glass of water to calm down.
Especially thank you to Aaron. And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. Of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. And until next time, game on.